You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. That was part of the day outside the U.S. Capitol today as pro-Trump protesters stormed the Capitol, made their way into the Senate chambers, House chambers as well, or at least the office of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The members of Congress will return tonight to continue their consideration of the challenges and the electoral votes for President-elect Biden. Okay, no one has spent more time and has done a better job helping us understand the CIA than Robert Baer. He is the most decorated agent in CIA history, author of a number of books. I've interviewed him several times for his books, including The Devil We Know, Sleeping with the Devil as well, Blow the House Down. He joins us on a phone line now. Bob, welcome back to WGN.
Hey, good evening.
Okay, Ryan Burrow, the news director here as well. I'm just interested, I mean, obviously, there were some intelligence issues here. It wouldn't be CIA, it would be FBI. But as you look at what happened today at the Capitol, what are your thoughts?
Well, let me put it this way. I spent a couple decades in the CIA watching governments collapse, countries implode. And if I were a foreign intelligence officer in Washington, D.C., I would be calling, you know, sending back to my capital what's called a situation report saying, we don't know where this is going to go. We don't know what's going to happen to American democracy. And I've just seen that happen so many times when countries come unwound. And, you know, for instance, I was in the Sudan and we had a couple of Milan missiles which were stolen from us. And they fired them through the front of Parliament. And there went the government.
Mm. You know, it's
troubling. Let me put it that way.
I've said often, and I've only in the past few years, frankly, that I've come to this realization that other people have a long time ago. But we tend to think of things as permanent. You know, we tend to think if it's all we've known all our life or for much of our life, we think it's the way things are always going to be. And sometimes we get lax. And I do think that's the case with our democracy. It seems unimaginable that it wouldn't exist. But there's no guarantee that it's permanent.
No, not at all. I mean, people are really angry in this country. And, you know, you have to remember that the Capitol has not been sacked since 1812, and that was thanks to an invasion. I mean, this has never happened. And you have a president of the United States, which is encouraging this at this point. I just don't know where it goes. And there's a lot of people in this country with guns. A lot of economic problems, which is always the source of political problems. And we really haven't hit the wall on COVID-19 in terms of economic damage. You know, the Fed can keep on dumping trillions into the market, but it'll come to an end. And it's just sort of the convergence of all these events. And you have this huge division, which the last time I've seen it this bad ever was when I was in Iraq in 2003.
Is there
between the Shia and the Sunni? And it was just like they didn't listen to each other and they weren't going to.
Now in that case, those were organizations. There was some kind of structure involved, right? This, at least from what we saw today, seemed to be pure chaos. Is that how this works sometimes? Is there no ringleader and people are just kind of operating on their own? Or do we think that maybe there were some platforms that may have been involved that created more organization than what we're led to believe?
The FBI was all over this, so there was nothing, there was no Twitter account that I've heard of yet, let me put it this way, that organized this, and they've been watching this group. And clearly the Capitol Police in D.C. played this down in order not to have a confrontation, which was clearly a mistake. But, you know, once you get into a crowd like this and it gets worked up, you know, Capitol is very hard to defend.
You know, there was a story.
You know, 50 people could take it.
There was a story earlier this week that the leader of the Proud Boys, it was Monday, was taken into custody for damage to property, for burning a Black Lives Matter banner. And then there was talk of maybe a weapons charge as well. Okay, you're the spy. Was that part of an intelligence function? I mean, were they trying to defuse what happened today?
Oh, absolutely. You decapitate the movement. Anybody that looks like an organizer, you take them out and put them somewhere else, put them away from this, at the center of it. But I look at the Proud Boys and the Boogaloo Boys and, you know, the rest of it. I don't see any organization there. I don't see any organization with Antifa. I don't see much of an organization with Black Lives Matter that matter. So none of these groups are organized. But anytime you have political troubles in a country, they never do start organized. It's always isolated events. And so it may be Washington today, in L.A. today, then it moves on to Chicago tomorrow, and it sort of happens spontaneously.
All right, I think a lot of people who are listening are thinking that you are overly aggressive in your worry, sounding an alarm that doesn't yet need to be sounded. So walk us through it a little bit, where you say you don't know where we go here. Where might we go?
Well, we have never had this country when election was disputed in a way like this, and you have so many people believe that the election was stolen and that the Biden administration is not going to be legitimate. I can't give you a number on that, but let's say it's 40, 50 million people or more. That is highly dangerous situation. If it's some, marginal group that's crazy, you really don't care much. But when you have that many number of people that don't trust Washington, and not only that, they don't trust science, they don't believe COVID, they believe it's a hoax. And it's just what the internet has done to the legitimacy of Washington is just incredible. I've never seen it. I mean, even during the McCarthy era, it wasn't nearly this bad. I mean, McCarthy was dealing with a real problem, and there were the KGB was running 300 plus agents in the United States when he was after him. So that was a real problem, and there was some justification. There's some justification for far right and far left groups, but this whole fantasies that are what caused so many problems.
It is shocking.
And there's nobody in the government that can tell you which way this is going.
It's shocking.
I've never seen anybody say anything.
What we're willing to believe. Bob Baer, former CIA agent, great writer, great author. It was wonderful to talk to you, Bob. I appreciate it today. Thanks very much.
Thanks, bye.
We'll talk again. That's going to wrap things up for Chicago's Afternoon News on this historic Wednesday afternoon. I'm Steve Bertrand. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. WGN.